Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal opposition leader, Susan Lee, says she wants to work with the federal government to secure an exemption from higher US steel tariffs. US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to double the tariffs from imported steel and aluminium to 50%. The UK has negotiated an exemption from the increase, with a levy to remain at 25%. Ms. Lee says the Australian government should negotiate to get the same result, and she's willing to work with the government to make it happen, as it is in the national interest. South Korea has a new president, with opposition leader Lee Jae-myung winning the country's snap election. It comes 6 months after his predecessor's martial law bid failed. In a speech to supporters, Mr. Lee urged South Koreans to move forward with hope, and he vowed he would not forget the duty of a president to unite the people.
In this election, which served as a judgment on the insurrection crisis, the opposition should have won by a landslide. So, while I'm pleased with the result, the fact that the margin wasn't overwhelmingly large also reminds me that we still face many challenges ahead. It's a day that brings both joy, but at the same time, it is a day that calls for renewed determination.
Millions of Australian workers will receive one of their largest real pay rises in years. The country's lowest paid will receive an extra $32 a week due to the decision, which delivers an above-inflation increase of 3.5%. That's in line with the federal government's call for a sustainable pay rise. The Secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, says the decision is a great outcome.
Finally, award wage workers in Australia, our lowest paid workers, are getting ahead again. And that's great news. The Fair Work Commission accepted the arguments made by unions that it was time for low wage workers, award workers, to start catching up for what was lost during the inflation spike.
Federal Multicultural Minister Anne Ali will lead the newly created Office of Multicultural Affairs. It will operate within the Home Affairs Department and will combine the department's existing multicultural affairs agenda with settlement services and community grants programs. Ms. Ali told SBS the new office will be able to work more closely on issues that are important to multicultural Australians.
To be quite honest with you, for too long, multiculturalism has been about citizenship and immigration. Carving it out from citizenship and immigration, whilst recognising that there are some crossovers there, gives Multicultural Affairs Portfolio a standalone remit.
The department will undergo a consultation period, which will inform which tasks will be taken on by the new office. Anne Ali became the first female Muslim cabinet minister when she was promoted in the reshuffle last month. Aboriginal children who were forcibly removed from their families under government policies from the early 1900s until the 1970s in Western Australia have welcomed the announcement of a state redress scheme. Living survivors of what's called the Stolen Generations will be eligible for $85,000, with the distribution of payments to begin later this year. It comes 28 years after a landmark document called the Bringing Them Home Report called for such a measure. Stolen Generation survivor Tony Hansen told SBS that after years of campaigning, it's an important milestone.
With our groups, we can work together. We can identify those people that have these urgent needs to have this assessment done. And we'll work with the government to ensure that the people who have their reparation attended to and addressed as soon as possible. But also the Premier made it very clear that even if people were to pass away, that this redress will be still alive and active and will be handed down to their descendants.
Thanks for listening. This is SBS News in Easy English.